Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may clearly be seen that his works have been carried out in God. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Joseph Barlow from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Seymour, Indiana.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. This morning in John chapter 3, Jesus encounters Nicodemus, and what unfolds, as Luther puts it, is a beautiful spiritual picture about how the best reason and the highest righteousness in these matters runs up against genuine truth and spiritual life. St. John describes Nicodemus as a man of the Pharisees and a ruler of the Jews. He is a man of wisdom. He studied the law and the prophets extensively. He's a man of stature, and he was a righteous man, a Pharisee. Nicodemus had it all and even more. He desired to learn this new teaching that Jesus had been proclaiming. So Nicodemus goes in the cover of the night to Jesus and begins with flattery. He says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Nicodemus believes Jesus' teaching is from God. But Nicodemus is perplexed. Jesus is a rabbi that teaches a totally different teaching. And Nicodemus desires to know better what Jesus teaches. So Jesus begins by saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus begins to lay out that God's kingdom is given by God himself, and not gained by any man, no matter how precious and beautiful one's life and works may be. Nicodemus, with all of his reason and external holiness, cannot understand Jesus' gospel teaching. Luther highlights just how different Jesus' teaching is. Jesus' teaching is not about doing and not doing, but first becoming. It does not mean doing new works, but first becoming new. Not living differently, but being born differently. So Jesus reveals to Nicodemus that one enters the kingdom of God, not by one's own efforts and merits, as a Nicodemus would expect, but by the effort and merit of God, by his goodness and grace for us, poor, miserable sinners. Jesus lays out his plan and his mission to do this, and he first begins with baptism, being born anew of the water and the Spirit. Plain earthly water with God's word attached to it makes a life-giving water, a spiritual water. And this birth cannot be grasped by reason or any external examination, but by faith, trusting in Jesus, in his words that hold truth and power to do so, because of who Jesus is and what he is going to do. For this new birth to be yours, it means death for Jesus, as Jesus shares that with Nicodemus. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus lives the life that keeps the whole law perfectly. Jesus suffers and dies to pay for all of your sins. And Jesus rises from the dead to give you the promise of eternal life. All of what Jesus does is found at the center of baptism, your new birth, and your entrance into the kingdom of God. In Jesus, that love of God is made manifest and is revealed for your salvation in faith. And for as he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Reason and external righteousness, like that of Nicodemus, cannot grasp or open the kingdom of God. But God give him faith in Jesus, in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection does. And for us, as inheritors of the kingdom of God, that begins in baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Joseph Barlow from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Seymour, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.